When my sister wins, I win at the Sisters Cafe.
Good morning. I'd like a pumpkin spice iced latte. Large. Very large. Thank you. Welcome to another segment of the Sisters Cafe podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Before we get started, please be sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that way you'll be notified every time one is uploaded. Be sure to hit them 5 stars and share with your friends. I totally appreciate you in advance. So I'm going to take you to the interview that I had about the book, The Best Version of Me. You can order your copy at www.sisterscafeinc.com. That's sisterscafeinc.com. Feel free to leave a comment or send me an email at sisterscafeinc@gmail.com. I love dialogue. Ask a question. Let's talk about this. Let's have a conversation. Let's go live to the interview. This segment of the Sisters Cafe podcast is sponsored by Paperworks, etc. Contact them for all your administrative, business filings, legal document preparation, event coordination, and media needs at 619-721-4605.
So, listen, we have had a great conversation in the backstage and all of those things. We were talking about a lot of different things. We were talking about the book. We were talking about life, ministry, and all of those things. So I just want you to kind of share and talk about your book. And then to our audience, if you have any questions, please comment in the chat box. We're going to answer those questions today. So sis, it's all yours.
All right. Well, hey everybody. Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's about 10 something here, but you know, most people on the West Coast, it's only 8 o'clock. Good morning to you and to everybody else. I am Gladys Bowden, the author of The Best Version of Me. And good morning to everybody who's already chimed in and said something. Good morning, Alexis. So I have my hype squad on. They're supposed to be coming on. So if you have any questions, they'll be putting in the website, the hashtags, all those kind of things. So good morning to the Best Version of Me hype squad. Good morning. I'm excited because I get to share with you about the book. The book is The Best Version of Me. You can find it at www.sisterscafeinc.com. There's a whole bunch of tabs. Just go to the tab that says The Best Version of Me. And all that is there. All that will be there. You can order the book there, or you can even just directly message me and we'll get that to you ASAP. But I was thinking yesterday and today, I'm like, okay, there's so much that could cover, but we only have a half hour. So I'm going to make sure that I crunch it down as much as possible so that we can talk about it. You can get your questions out, but you can also email me. You can email me, sisterscafeinc@gmail.com, or you can type the questions in. Good morning. Thank you. The first thing I wanted to do is tell everybody or make everybody understand that it is okay to be you. It is okay. We get in this, I guess this life where we feel like we have to be this for one person and this for another person, or, you know, we have to be mom, we have to be church administrator, we have to be the best teacher, you know, whatever it is, we mold to that. We mold to trying to be what other people want us to be. Very rarely do we take a moment and try to figure out what we are supposed to be. And what I mean by what we're supposed to be is, what did God create you to be? What did God purpose you to be? Because at the end of the day, that is the only person we are supposed to be pleasing. He's the only one. I mean, ain't nobody else created you. Why? You know, that it took me a long time. So I'm not saying all this because it's just something I've always known. It took me a minute, a long minute, to figure all of that out. So I'm just going to bring out 4 points. You're going to have to get the book because I can't cover it all in 30 minutes. But I do cafe sessions. We can schedule that. We can talk about it. I go live with the book once a week. You can go find me on Facebook under Gladys Bowden or The Best Version of Me by GP Bowden. But there's 4 things right off the top that helps you be the best version of you. One would be the process. We seem to want to skip the process. Skipping processes is kind of like, it's messing up. You can't become what you need to do or be or purpose to be or get where you got to go without the process. Like if you have to go to work, you can't close your eyes and boom, I'm at work. You have to get dressed. You have to brush your teeth. You have to get in the car. You have to drive a certain way. You have to get there. It doesn't just happen. Other things, when you think about processes, we think about diamonds. We see the uncut, the finished version of the diamond. Not once did you see while you're gazing at this diamond and you're like, wow, this thing is beautiful. This thing is amazing. Did you think about what the diamond went through to get that beautiful or get that amazing? It is the same concept. Like chicken. You're not going to just season the chicken and hand it to me. No, it's got to be a process going on. That's why we like chicken, because of the process that it goes through. So it is the same concept with us. We're not going to wait. Think about weight loss. I talk about that in the first chapter, embracing the process. We try to lose weight and we want to take magic pills to lose weight. It doesn't work that way. Yes, it will help. Don't get me wrong. Pills might do whatever it needs to do right that second. But the minute you start taking the pills, okay, that was funny to me. But the minute you start taking the pills, you're back to where you started. However, if you went through the process of changing your mind, changing the way you eat, putting different things in your body, drinking the water, processing all the toxics out, and making a brand new you, that is exactly what I mean by that. You have to embrace that process. Is it going to feel good? I doubt it. Nobody likes the process. Like, I don't like to cook the chicken. I wish it was already done, but I'm sure that's what Southern Classic is for. But you have to. You have to. I behoove you. I beseech you. Go through your process, because you will come out so much better on the other side. You will know who you are, whose you are, and what you're supposed to be doing with confidence, might I add. With the confidence, because that makes all the difference. You can't. You're right, Alexis. You cannot cheat the process, because you come out undone. Don't nobody want that? What is it? Nobody likes, and I'm not saying nobody as in we're worried about what they're saying, but you don't like anything undone. Don't give me a cake that you didn't finish. That's nasty. Think about it that way. When you skip the process, you're nasty. I never thought about it that way till right now. I'm going to have to write that down. You are nasty if you have undone chicken, an undone cake. Think about not cooking chitlins. Think about that when you want to skip a process. That could be financially, mentally, spiritually, physically. Do not skip the process, because that is what's going to get you to being the best version of you. Number two, the biggest chapter in the book, and not lengthwise, but everybody seems to like it, check your squat. And y'all, we got shirts that say check your squad. You can order those in any color that you want. But check your squad became a really big thing. We started that with Sisters Cafe. It is important. I can't even stress it enough. It is imperative that you are careful who you are around. Everybody is not your friend. Understand that. Everybody is not, they don't even like you. and we running around sis, bro, friend, BFF. This is my uncle. This is my auntie. This is my cousin. No, they not. No, they not. They don't even like you. And we just pulling them in. We taking them everywhere we go. We get a platform. We try to share. We get some money. We try to help. We do this, you know, because our hearts are big. Our hearts are big and we want to share with everybody. And then those things where we're telling people our dreams and what God told us and what we want to be. And then telling them our fears as well. Be careful. Be careful. And that's just one part of it. You are the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So what you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? There's a time where you have to surround yourself with exactly where you're going. If they don't have anything to do with where you're going, I'm not saying cut them off. They just can't be that close. You see what I'm saying? They can't be in your everyday space. You can't come over my house. You can't. You cannot put people in your, anybody ever had anybody in their circle or their family or somebody that's just negative all the time? They're negative, the I can't, they complain, they got a problem. It's draining. I don't know if you've ever had that. It drains me. It sucks the life out of me. And I didn't know what it was at first. I'm just like, well, this is my family. Well, this is my friend. Well, this is my church friend. I don't care who they are. Real talk, I don't care if it's your mama. I'm gonna text my mom. I love you, mommy. Have a great day. But no, I'm not about to sit and deal with all that. I can't take, you have to be careful what you allow in your spirit. You have to, because it is going in there. It's in there. You might not think, you might can sit there and listen to somebody complain or, you know, be mad and negative all the time. But when you walk away, you carried some of that with you. You did. Surround yourself. This goes again with who you subscribe to. I like that. Who you subscribe to on Facebook, on Instagram, on whatever. At one point in my life, I had to rearrange all of that. All of that. Anybody who was posting weird stuff, maybe naked pictures or, you know, just mean stuff and cursing all over the place. Delete. Right now, I have no problem deleting and blocking. Because when I go through my feed, I have people like Jesus, girl. You see what I'm saying? I want to see inspiration. I want to see affirmations. People who are changing their lives. People who are running after God. That is what I see in my feed. I don't see nothing else. Nothing else. And I did that on purpose. One of the reasons was at one point, for those who don't know, I had chose to go through a single stage. So what I noticed that I was subscribed to so many relationship groups and stuff. So all day long, you know, go get your Boaz and just do this to become a wife. And I'm like, oh my God, it seemed to be the only thing I was thinking about. Why? It was the only thing I was reading. It's what I was subscribed to. I changed that. So now I subscribe to the things that I want to be. I'm trying to build businesses. That's all in my timeline. I need a vending machine. That's all in my timeline. You know what I mean? I want to get into women conferences for the book, and that's all on my timeline. Everything I subscribe to has something to do with where I'm going. And it blocks out all that negative. I got people on my timeline like, you know, praying, putting out prayers every day and affirmations and telling us what praise report they do. You know how awesome that is to wake up in the morning and read what God did for somebody just now? He is still in the blessing business. And sometimes we need that reminder. I'm not saying everything is all joy, peaches and perfume. Sometimes we need to be reminded. Sometimes we need to be encouraged to know that we can get through this. We're not by ourselves. We can get past this. We can push past this. And when you subscribe to that thing, because social media is where we're at, it doesn't have to be just that, though. Your friends need to be that way. If I pick up the phone, there is not one friend I have that can call me and be talking foolishness, period. And I mean, period. Don't call me with that. I don't even answer the phone on Sunday mornings. Don't you call me with that. I have friends that encourage. I had a text yesterday morning that just said, good morning, be encouraged, I love you. Those are the kind of friends I subscribe to. I got the daughters. I got the Check Your Squad and the Best Version of You Squad that, how are you doing today? I thought about you. I love you. You know, these are kind of things that you should subscribe to. I don't know how much time I got because I'm just talking. I'm going to go to the next one. The next one is baggage claim. That is one of the chapters, but that's another way for us to become the best version of ourselves. You have to let go of things that have nothing to do with you. Period. We take on people's problems. We take on their issues. And not because we ain't got nothing to do. And I said ain't. Not because we ain't got nothing to do, but because our heart wants to help. There's sometimes you see somebody in need or somebody that you feel like you could just, okay, if I can just pull them along with me. Okay, well, they don't have this. Let me see what I can do to help them pay this or help them get this or, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you're carrying it. You picked up this bag. You picked up this suitcase. That's not even yours. You mad at somebody because somebody else is mad at somebody. That ain't yours. That is not yours. You let everybody around you dictate how you feel. You just picked up their baggage. It's not yours. We take on certain responsibilities. I talk about it in that chapter, baggage claim, where growing up, I decided, okay, well, I'm going to take on the family church. This is what I was born to do. I took it on. Somebody had to tell me you're carrying this on your shoulders and it's not even your responsibility. And I did. It was such an eye opener because I'm like, wait, what you mean it's not my responsibility? Of course it is. But I taking it all on, we take on our family issues, our friend issue, our church issues, our spouse's issues, our kids' issues, for those who have grown kids. Love you, kids. But we take it on and it's weighting you down. How you gonna run a race with all that stuff on you? Where you going? You can't even get up that hill lugging all of that stuff with you. How are you being the best version of you when you're holding on to everybody else's stuff? That ain't Jesus. That ain't Jesus. He wants you to be the absolute best you because that's what he created you to do. He didn't create you to do all that other stuff. If he wanted you to have some extra baggage, he would have gave it to you. Here's your bag. He provides us with everything we need. But we have to be careful. Let it go. Let it go. And coming to let it go, my fourth and final chapter that I'm bringing up is forgive quickly. Quicker than that. Let it go. Let it go. I read something where it says, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, let it go in 5 minutes. Let it go. I know they did this. She said that. He did that to me. They did. I get it. Been there, done that. Let it go. Not for them. For you. You have to be the best version of you. How you gonna do that mad? How you sound being unforgiving to people? And sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes I'm gonna be honest. There were some things I didn't even realize I was still holding on to. But when you're talking about getting free, it is the best place to be. Best place to be is free. That is how you become the best version of yourself. Let it go. You've heard it where they say not forgiving somebody is like drinking poison and expecting them to die. They don't care. You can be mad. You can not get no sleep. You can be all upset up inside and all that. Guess what? They don't care. Not one time did they stay up late because you stayed up late worried about it. Not one time did they get sick because you're sick inside, because it will make you sick inside. Unforgiveness, stress, being mean, all that good stuff. It sticks in there and it will make you sick. And guess what? That person's not sick. Unforgiveness only messes you up. It makes your heart black. You ever had a black heart? You ever been really, really in a dark place? Especially those who's very bright. There's certain people who are naturally bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Like I'm naturally excited about everything. But it took me a minute to realize, oh, wait, whoa, something is going on in my heart. And I didn't know what it was. And I had to check myself. I had to check myself because this is a problem. Why am I walking around like this? Yeah, it is. It's an extreme. When you unforgiveness breeds bitterness. Bitterness takes root. That's hard to get out. You might as well chop it off while it's unforgiveness. Go on, take care of it while it's unforgiveness, because bitterness is a whole different person. And it's not as easy just to pluck out. It's a process. You know, anyway, we'll talk about that process another day, because that's a whole big thing. I don't know. I still don't know how much time I got. It's a whole big thing. But this is my question to you. You can email it to me. You can text it to me, whatever, however you find me. The question I ask in every workshop or interview or when I'm just talking to a person, what does the best version of you look like? Most people, as simple as the question sounds, most people cannot answer it. What does the best version of you look like? Whatever that is, figure it out and go for it. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nobody get in your way. Don't let nobody deter you. Whatever that is, you go for it. I would love to know your answer to that. I would. For example, I'll give you my answer, one of my answers, because I got a few. And it's not one thing. So don't think you got to go find out the one thing you're supposed to be. It's many things, because we are many things, right? There's many things that we could be, or we purpose to be, or we strive to be. The best version of me says no to other people and their stuff so that I can say yes to my stuff and what I want to do and what I'm striving to do and what I'm working to do. It's no in the world I can keep building everybody else's website when Sisters Cafe looks like a hot mess. And that's for real. I'm being for real and I'm being transparent. I am being so transparent right now. I can't say yes to your event and then my event looks crazy because I didn't have the time. You see where I'm going with this? We say I'm a yes person. I am a yes person. And let me say, pre-book, I was a yes person. Now I need to think about it for a minute. Let me see what I can do. Now, if I can help, am I going to? Absolutely. Everybody, well, I don't think everybody knows me, but everybody knows for the most part, as the bio says, I'm going to get it done. And I take pride in that. I take pride in getting your stuff done the way you want it. That's where the, conference coordination and things like that come in. I want to see you shine, but I had to learn to say no. I can't do that right now. Because if you people, they will run you into the ground. It's never going to be enough. Okay, yeah, I did your website. Now you want this. Now you want this. And I'm not talking about paying customers. I love paying customers. But what I'm talking about is the people who just, oh, can you help me do this? Oh, can you help me do this? Okay, no problem. Learn to say no. Because you resent it. No joke. You will resent it at a certain point. You will resent saying yes, and then your stuff is undone. And we don't want that. That's not the best version of me. That's not. I don't want to be looking at you crazy because I did something and my stuff wasn't done. The best version of me says no to others so I can say yes to myself. So, what is your best version? What does it look like? The best version of me lives a life so I can hop on a plane when I get ready. That's real talk. That is the best version of me. So, let me know. Let me know. Does anybody have any questions? I would love to answer them.
This was really good.
Was I good on time? Because I lost time somewhere.
Yes, no, you were good. You were good. You could have
Okay.
even went farther into, you talked about the process, and that starts with the best version of you. And in that process, there is grooming, forgiveness. I love how you talked about it. And as I was taking notes, I was taking a lot of notes, and some of the things that you were saying, before, like when I was writing and before you said it, I had already written down, how forgiveness makes you sick.
Yes.
It makes you sick mentally. It weighs the body down. It weighs the immune system down. And so it's important that we walk through those steps of letting go. So that was really good, in the process. And then too, I like how you said saying no. That was something that I struggle with, just to be real, because
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I can help them, or they
Right.
need my help. Like, okay, let me help you. But I realized that, hey, this is draining me. I'm tired. And so I had to, just say
Right.
no, so that
Right.
that's the best version of me, saying
Right.
no and getting that self-care in that I need so that I can be the whole person that God wants me to be
Right.
for myself, and as well as for my community of people. Because if I'm drained, I'm not going to be effective in
At
serving
all.
God's
At all.
people.
And for those who struggle, for those who struggle with saying no, one of the chapters in the book is the value of no. And I list different
That's good.
ways. You ain't got to be like, nah, I ain't got time for that. No, simple. Let me check my schedule and get back to you. You know what? That's not gonna work for me right now. Can we reschedule that for a different time? There's various ways to say it. You don't have to just be all mean talking about no. So that helped me because I felt like no was being very selfish. Very selfish. And it felt bad. It still does. It feels bad to me to say no. So I've learned a different way. Can we do it at a different time? Yeah, nope. I'm already booked, you know. So there's a whole bunch of ways.
Most definitely, most definitely. Any questions do we have from our audience? I know we have a lot of engaging comments.
Right. Shout out to that best version of me squad.
Okay, squad, that's what I'm talking about. And it's so good, to have a support system. You're talking about, checking your squad,
Right.
checking your friends, because you become what your environment, is.
You
So
do.
so I love how you talked about, even on social media platforms, watching, who you follow and everything, and guarding your heart and guarding your ears. What you see is
Exactly.
so important. It's so important.
It's necessary, but I don't think most of us think about it that way. The fact that because we scroll all day, that's exactly what's entering your mind, you know. So that's why I'm like, that's a low-key another way to study for those who don't like. I'm getting ready to do the notary exam. I've subscribed to every notary thing I can find, and they're answering questions. They're sent, you know, they're telling me things just on social media. That's something I need to know because that's where I'm headed. So it's things. That's why I subscribe to things that teach me how to stream or teach me with the YouTube channel. I'm a YouTuber, so I'm always looking for a better way or a better process, how to sell, how to do this, how to get your book out, how to promote yourself. You have to subscribe to where you're going. and unsubscribe to anything that you don't want in your life. It'll change you. It will. It'll change you. You'll forget about Tyrone if you unsubscribe from certain things. Real talk.
You'll let
if you subscribe to forgiveness and that's all you see all day, it'll change you because that's not what you're putting in. That's what, be careful, little eyes, what you see, little ears, what you hear. Is, I mean, it was elementary back then. That's real talk. Grown and all, that is real talk. And that's something we don't ever get. Oh, I'm 80. I'm gonna not do that no more. No, you never arrive. You are steady becoming. The best version of me right now is gonna be different when I'm 50. I'm sure of it. I am sure of it. It's ever, we are always evolving. Always evolving, and you can always, there's always room for improvement. Yeah, you know, people think I'm a little over the top. I might be, but I just feel like it's always something I can do better. Always. And that's what I do. That's what I do because I want to be my best me. Not just because I woke up and decided, hey, let's just be best me. I got people that look at me. I have children. I love, and I mean, I'm not going to cry. Not going to do it. I love that my babies are proud. I love when they say, hey, this is my mama, you know, or they, you know, they sharing my things. It is so amazing. Even the girls on there, shout out to Alexis, to Vera, to Alex. I like that they share and they, that's my mom, or, you know, it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
There's people that's, and there's people that's watching you that you don't even know. Be the best you so they can be the best them.
Yes.
You have to be. We're not here for ourselves. We're not, it's not even about us. It's about God.
Yes, it is.
When you see me, you should see God.
Yes.
I am his representative. You should see nothing else but, wow, she must know Jesus. That's why I like the Jesus girl. I used to hashtag that when I was younger. I'm like, I'm Jesus girl all day, but I love it.
Yes.
But that's what they should see.
Yes.
Yeah, I see Gladys, but wait, hold on. She must know Jesus. That's what I want. The best version of me is being the best version of me is thanking him for creating me. That's my form of worship.
Yeah.
I am thanking him for creating me, for giving me life, for giving me breath, for doing what he did for me, for dying on the cross.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to do the best I can with what you gave me. So it's my form of thank you. So, girl, I could talk forever. So you might want to.
This is a good conversation. It's very needed, especially coming into the new year. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted, you know, this to happen, because this is our very first conversation for the year. And so we want to be the best version of ourselves for the, you know, for us, but, you know, for the entire year. It's a new year. We've gone through so much in 2020. And so now it's 2021 and things are still happening, but yet and still God is so sovereign. He's so faithful to us. And so I definitely, there are three words that, when I think about the best version of me, because you say you wanted to hear. So here are my three words that I am holding on to for the new year is to listen, learn, and obey.
Okay.
Listen, learn, and obey. I believe if those three things are fulfilled, you know, in my life, then, hey, I become the best version of myself. And so I think that, you know, this book is really amazing. If you guys do not have it, I need to, you know, purchase. And so please get it. Please share it with a friend. Have a book club, self discovery or inventory or something like that to kind of get yourself those bad things out of your mind, out of your body, so that you can be the whole you. And be everything that God wants you to be. Do you have any other questions or anything that you would like to share?
Just get the book.
Yeah.
Because there's so much. And then subscribe, because there's times where we do, like I said, the cafe sessions where we could actually stay on and break it down. Mm-hmm. Also, I do those things in person. It doesn't just have to be, well, not too much in person, unless it's like five people and we're spread apart with masks. But I wouldn't wear a mask, but everybody else would be required to. Yeah. But I do those things. I have coaching sessions. just one-on-one that I do where we will create a schedule and help you become the best version of you. But yeah, just you can follow. There's a podcast, Sisters Cafe podcast. You have the Sisters Cafe YouTube channel. What else? The website. But the website says it all. So you can go to www.sisterscafeinc.com, and there you can, the best version of me, the Solo Mojo, the YouTube channel, the podcast and all that. You can get that on the website. But yes, please send me, email me what the best version of you looks like. Also, for anybody who orders today, you can do it directly through one of the girls that's helping or on the website. But if you mention Jesus Girl, then we'll make sure we get you a signed copy, a personally signed copy, no extra charge. But you have to put in there Jesus Girl so that I know you got it from the interview.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. There was one thing that you mentioned about Solo Mojo. Can you kind of talk about that? We talked about that backstage, but can you just tell us a little bit about that? That was really
good. Solo Mojo is a singles community. You're going to laugh, but the slogan is get you some. And most people don't pay attention, but it's Solo Mojo. Get you some Solo Mojo. What that is you are okay being single. And I don't mean you're not going to get married and don't look forward to it. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is let's be the best version of ourselves while we are single. Because what happens is we get with somebody, we're going to get married. Now we want to lose some weight. Now we want to fix this. Fix it now. Because I'm going to need him to walk up, say, let's get married. And I'm going to just go get married because I'm going to have it all together. Let's just go do that right now. You know, no need to date. Let's just get married. I'm being funny, but I'm serious. I'm so serious. Get it together now. Sometimes you'll feel differently about yourself when you have stuff yourself together. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't put up with certain foolishness when we be like, look, I ain't got time for that. I don't have time for it. When we know our worth, we don't take less.
That's
one thing. If I don't settle because it's not what I want. Mm-hmm. For example, if we wanted a certain car, if we wanted a certain this, we're not gonna settle for nothing else. We're gonna work hard to get what we want. It's the same concept. Why am I gonna settle? Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound bougie or nothing, but I've worked too hard to settle.
Yeah.
I've worked on myself to deal with your foolishness and your baggage and your insecurities and your whatever else. Ain't got time for it. You're going to come in here. You're going to compliment what I already got going on and vice versa. I'm not saying I'm so all that. It's the same concept. That's why I work on me.
Yeah.
So I encourage people, the women, the men that are single, work on you, build your business, write your book, go travel, do whatever it is you want to do. The marriage will come. It will. Do what you want to do. It's amazing. And I'm saying it only because I didn't know. I thought I had to be with somebody forever and the rest of my life. And then I decided, okay, let me see what it feels like to purposely be single. And man, I like me. Like, I was like, oh my God, I go to the movies by myself. It is the best thing ever. Now I'm worried that I don't want to go with nobody else. I love going to the movies. I don't have to, you know what I mean? I don't have to be cute. I can eat my popcorn how I want. I don't have to hold it in my stomach. I ain't got to explain to nobody what's going on in the movie. I can cry you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love it. I go to restaurants by myself, me, my laptop, and my food.
That's good.
I love it.
That's awesome. That's beautiful.
Man.
Yeah.
If you learn that you like yourself, because what marriage is not going to make you happy, just like singleness is not just to make you happy or not happy. You have to fix that within you.
Yeah.
You have to. Yeah, so Solo Mojo, it is actually a private group on Facebook. So if you just let me know through Facebook, I would just invite you to the group. But there's a couple people in there. We share things. We share our struggles. Singles be having struggles about stuff.
Yeah.
And we are here to help. Not that I'm out of the woods. Mind you, I'm single for now. I'm single, but I went through the process. Mm-hmm. So I want to help others do the same.
Yeah.
Most definitely. That's beautiful. I'm definitely going to list all of, you know, those things that you listed on our Facebook page so that people can see and everything and all the wonderful things that you're doing for the community, God's people, and the kingdom of God. So we're definitely grateful for your life. Thank you so much for sharing today. Your book is amazing. It's powerful. And I know that lives will be changed. Best-selling and all. Like, it's really beautiful. Yes, it is. Yes. So can you just lead us in a word of prayer? We're going to close out our conversation. Just remember that we are building purposeful relationships here and gaining healing through conversation. So lead us in a word of prayer, my sister, and we look forward to seeing you on the stage again.
All right. God, we thank you and we praise you for what you allowed us to hear and what you allowed us to see and what you allowed us to experience this morning. God, help us to take it, apply it, and run with it. God, our only purpose here is to please you and help us to understand that we are your representatives and what other people see needs to be you. You are us. Make us invisible so that they can see you even the more. Forgive us for not being the best version of ourselves. Forgive us for doubting and not understanding. But Lord, from today forward, we will do better because we love you and we're thankful for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, bless all their lives. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you all so much for tuning in and see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Just say, I'll be right by your side through everything.